Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are going to give you the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, or weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to be talking about rosemary and how it can reduce the toxins.
Rosemary Clooney?
In grilling your meat. Rosemary Clooney, absolutely. Now, we all know that when you cook, we have the grilling season upon us. Have you started grilling outside yet?
Absolutely.
What do you like to grill?
Ribs.
Ribs. Well, you may want to pay attention now. When you're on the grill, you're cooking at high temperatures, you create these toxins known as heterocyclic amines. Now, we know that if you marinate your meat, there's a good chance that you're not going to have that problem.
Correct. Common knowledge.
Common knowledge. The more you marinate, the better off you are, so very important to marinate. Now, what we found is that there is a big difference is if you use rosemary and you add it to ground beef, you're going to reduce the heterocyclic amines almost by 90%.
So you don't even have to marinate.
Right.
It eliminates marinating.
This is one of those things where I don't know if it's either or, but it definitely 90% of the heterocyclic amines were reduced. Now, what they found is when they tested it, they took ground beef patties. They cooked them at temperatures between 375 and 400. That's pretty hot. I can never get the grill that hot.
I don't have a thermometer.
You know, well, no. You ever try to stick the thermometer in the grill and in the meat? It's a nightmare. Yeah, forget about it. It's crazy. Don't even try that.
I won't even try.
Don't even try that trick at home. But apparently, when you take in rosemary, there's a bunch of antioxidants. There's three of them in there, and when you use it, it just for some reason those antioxidants, rosmarinic acid, carnosol, and carnosic acid, all three of them together. There's a Caribbean mixture that actually has them all together. That was the Mac Daddy. You can also use marinades with garlic, onion, and lemon juice, all very effective in reducing heterocyclic amines. The lemon juice, the least effective, but they're all really effective.
But the
as
best
well.
Tasting. That's the problem.
Here's the problem.
Rosemary tastes terrible.
I can't stand rosemary. That's
exactly.
The problem. Rosemary makes me. That's like.
So can you put the rosemary on and then cook it and then scrape it off and then eat it?
I don't know. I was thinking maybe you could smoke it. Smoke the rosemary. And
then you won't care.
And then you don't care.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.